Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Mike Coates back again with part two of Swing Time for today to Tuesday the 13th of May 2025. Although recorded in the year 2000, the front line at trombone and sax duo there established their public reputation in the 1960s and 70s when they were members of the Alex Welsh Band. They are, of course, John Barnes, Reeds, and Roy Williams trombones. Details of that recording are John Barnes and Roy Williams with the Craig Milverton Trio, John Barnes Reeds, Roy Williams trombone, Craig Milverton piano, Tony Marshall guitar, Mike Thorne bass. It was recorded by Rhema Sound at the Ordulf Arms Hotel in Tavistock on the 8th of September 2000. The gig was organised by the Tamar Valley Jazz Association. Two more leading jazz musicians to continue the programme, Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt, brought together by Prestige Records to record one of the many similar hard-blowing bop recording dates, featuring a front line of two reed instruments. The lineup is Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons, tenors, John Houston, piano, Buster Williams on bass, with George Brown at the drums. It was recorded in Chicago on the 26th of August 1961. And I think it's a Gene Ammons original called New Blues Up and Down.
Thank you.
I feel confident in saying that the John Houston playing piano on that track is not the film director. Now, an unusual and rare opportunity for all Swing Time listeners to join in the broadcast today. All that is required is probably two chairs, a clothesline and some space. Why not have a go at Limbo Jazz? With Stefan Grappelli, Ray Nance, Sven Asmussen on violins, Sven on viola, with Duke Ellington at the piano, Russell Procope, alto, Paul Gonsalves, tenor, Buster Cooper, trombone, Ellington, as I mentioned, on piano, Ernie Shepherd, bass, and Sam Woodyard at the drums. This was recorded in the Barclay Studios in Paris on the 22nd of February 1963. Well, you should have got the chairs and the clothesline position now. Away you go. Thank you. The session remained unissued for some 13 years until it was picked up and released by the Atlantic Record label. I should perhaps have said that neither Swing Time or Sheffield Live are responsible for any injuries, major or minor, however incurred. But I do hope you enjoyed some limbo dancing. Now, something that you also may wish to be involved with, but it's probably a lot safer. It's the Swing Time Gig Guide. Tomorrow, the 14th of May at the Lescar, there's an appearance by Samuel Sharp from London and Liz... I need to come back to that one. And Liz, who is based in Sheffield. Samuel will be playing a selection from his recent album, Consequential. Liz is a cellist, and selections from her debut record, Land, will be part of the entertainment. The price is £10 with concessions for students. On Friday, the 16th of May 2025, Sheffield Jazz at Crooks Social Club are presenting the Ivo Neame Trio. Ivo is a multi-award-winning pianist and composer and is joined by two of the most in-demand sidemen at present, Tom Farmer and James Madron. The trio will also feature music from their new album. And now for two performances at Leopold's Square at this coming weekend. On Saturday, the 17th of May, we are having a presentation between 2 and 4.30 from the Jim Burke Band, and they will provide a mixture of blues, jazz and ragtime. And also between 2 and 4.30... at the same venue, on Sunday, the 18th of May, the ever-popular Nicola Farnan Trio. Nicola will be accompanied by Richard Weatherall on piano and Phil Johnson on drums. Well, that just about wraps up my knowledge of local jazz and live music for this week, except to say that, as if by magic, we have on the turntable a live performance by the aforementioned Miss Farnan, recorded at the Pomegranate Theatre in Chesterfield on the coming Sunday. Nicola was also accompanied by Piero Tucci and herself on bass, with Phil Johnson on drums and Chris Walker on guitar. And I wonder if she will be playing this track, The More I See You.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. When you're gone, I become so sad without you, so lost about you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows. you're gone, I become all sad without you. So lost without you. I'm so ghost. Got you ain't imagine how much I love you. The more I see you.
That was taken from Nicola's album That's the Bottom Line, and she will be appearing in Leopold Square this coming Sunday, and I do hope that the weather is as pleasant then as it is today.
Thank you.
Not a Wayne Shorter in sight for that performance of Weather Report's Birdland. The group was led by Jerry Gibbs, that's Vibes player Terry Gibbs' son. The sleeve note indicates that few, if any, overdubs were done with the keyboard instruments. So, the people that produced that noise were Gary Gibbs and the Thrasher People, who are Alex Collins on piano, electric piano and organ, Hans Glauischnig on bass, and Jerry Gibbs drums. It was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Recording Studios in Astoria, New York, between the 1st and the 5th of April 2016. Birdland. Mike Coates here presenting Swingtime today on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. By hosting both hours of Swingtime this week, this enables me to include two further classic jazz discs. Both emphasise on our programme title, Swingtime. According to the bandleader who made the next recording, the only reason the tune was included was that he, the bandleader, liked it, although it had already been heard in a flop Broadway show called Jubilee. The recording company management thought it would be a complete waste of time and only sanctioned it to make wait for the tune on the other side, which was Indian Love Call. And when I consider that they thought it was a big hit, well, I suppose it was, but that was thanks to this recording. Thank you. course, Begin the Begin from Artie Shaw and his orchestra, Chuck Peterson, John Best, Claude Bowen, and they played trumpets, George Arus, Ted Veasley, Harry Rogers, trombones, Artie Shaw, clarinet and director, Les Robinson, Hank Freeman, altos, Tony Pastor and Ronnie Penny, tenors, Les Burness, piano, Al Avola, guitar, Sid Weiss, bass, and Cliff Lehman on the drums. Jerry Gray was the arranger of Begin the Begin, and it was recorded in New York City on the 24th of July, 1938. Selecting a similar record to maintain my swing time connection for Benny Goodman was not as simple as I thought it would be. So I have opted for a disc, which was one of the first that the Benny Goodman Trio recorded. This is After You've Gone, with Benny Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums, and this was recorded somewhat earlier than the Begin the Begin track. It was certainly in New York City, and it was the 13th of July, 1935. After You've Gone. They say that you can't please all of the people all of the time. And my next selection attempts to do just that. Well, all the swing time people, that is. A traditional theme, but with a more modernistic interpretation. You'll need the details. St James Infirmary, played by the Red Garland Trio. Red Garland, piano. Wendell Marshall, bass. Charlie Persip, drums. A recording made in the Van Gelder Studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 9th of October 1962. St James Infirmary.
Thank you.
Today would have been Red Garland's birthday. He would have been 102. I regret to say time now to conclude matters for today. Mike Coates, that's me, thanking you for listening. I do hope that you have enjoyed my selections today. I expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with again 2 hours of jazz, swing and blues music. Until then, do take care out there. According to the next record, we are finishing today with a minimum of notes. Johnny, one note.